kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Coffee and Capitalism brings you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy and the news today. From CEOs to small business owners to mentors, Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. The secret to Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back. Learning the fine art of balancing work and family life while prioritizing your time. On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we hear from Kylie Ruff with the Rough Rider Center in Watford City out in the heart of the Bakken oil field. Plus, Cindy Sanford with Job Service North Dakota talks about all the latest construction jobs, oil field jobs, even technology jobs happening right now in the state of North Dakota. Plus, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum talks about technology. The Lieutenant Governor talks about the UAS drone industry and much, much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. You can make a million too. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, we talk with Kylie Ruff with the Rough Rider Center in McKenzie County and Watford City, North Dakota. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Now, talk to me about the Rough Rider Center. What is the Rough Rider Center?
Well, the Rough Rider Center is a beautiful facility in Watford City that we have. It caters to many needs, community and oil and gas related as well. We've got two hockey rinks. We've got a field house with three courts, an arena with three courts, indoor pool and a water park with slides, convention space, classroom space. We can meet needs for anyone, really.
How big is this?
It's several hundred, a couple hundred thousand square foot.
Bigger than a grocery store?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Because when you started naming like some of these things, I'm going, well, this is like in a big event center. This
yes,
is like
absolutely.
Like a civic center or
yes.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the Rough Rider Center, do you guys do concerts or weddings or what kind of events do you have in there?
All of the above. We have a couple weddings, big weddings coming up. One's about 350 to 400 people. The other's about 600 people. Those will be in our arena. We've had concerts. We've had some, we have state auditors and treasurers annual convention.
Conference. Okay, so there's a conference there.
Yes.
Any sporting events?
No big sporting events yet, aside from we did have regional and district volleyball and basketball.
There is basketball there?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So it is big enough for like yep. a basketball.
It shares a campus with the new Watford City High School.
Ah, I know exactly where this is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right, because then they kind of built them together or in phases.
The high school was done first,
yes.
and then the Rough Rider Center. There is an underground tunnel adjoining the two, so it makes it very convenient.
Now, how long have you been in Watford?
I've been in Watford for 5.5 years.
You live in Watford?
Yes.
Okay. What do you make of it? I mean, where are you from?
I'm from Washington State.
Washington State, mm-hmm. small town.
About the same size as Watford was originally.
So about 1,500 people.
Mm-hmm.
Which Watford's now about 6,500 to 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
You lived in Watford when that happened.
Yes.
Explain your observations during that time. Talk to me about your experiences.
Well, it was easy for me to adjust because I did come from a small town, so it was a little crazy with the boom and stuff. But my family and I, we had a very large group of people from our hometown come out, and so that made the adjustment easier, as well as the people in Watford are just so nice. They really are. They are welcoming, and it's really stayed that way, and that makes it very easy, in my opinion.
And you raise a family there?
I do.
How is the schools and daycares and all those things? Because I know they made a big push a few years ago, especially for the daycares. And then, of course, we talked about the renovations of the schools. So what's it like raising a family?
It's been great. My daughter's not in school yet. She starts kindergarten this year, but the daycare system has been amazing. The folks at Wolf Pup, and my daughter was started at Wiggles and Giggles, and Tessa's now running Wolf Pup. It's been amazing. I couldn't ask for a better facility.
Getting back to the Rough Rider Center, who's your ideal customer? I imagine pretty much anybody, would be, but do you guys do catering too involved in that sort of thing?
Yep, we're starting some in-house catering, hoping to ramp that up in the coming months, but really anybody. Most of our business right now is coming from oil and gas industry. They're holding a lot of safety meetings. We have a great facility that can hold as many people as you need, really. Mm-hmm. Last week we had a group of about 180 in one room, and then we had 90 in another and 30 in another. So, and that's all in our convention hall. We can split it into separate rooms, and it just works very fluidly for us.
Okay. Well, do you got a website? Anything that we left out? Anything you want to make sure we get in there? Anything you want to reiterate?
We meet the needs for anyone. So if you need anything, give us a call at the Rough Rider Center. Our website is roughridercenter.com.
Roughridercenter.com. Kylie Ruff. Thank you much.
Thank you very much.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kylie Ruff with the Rough Rider Center, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man. Come on, I wanna lay you on the black Hawaiian sand. Well, you're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man. You're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Come on, I want to lay you on the black Hawaiian sand. Well, now the sharks in the water, they think you're pretty sweet. Never gonna get you with their big old pearly teeth.
Pearly teeth, pearly teeth, pearly teeth.
Yeah, the word in the water is you're way too pretty to eat.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Well, you're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
The Oilfield Report listens to the oil patch and delivers powerful interviews and stories that roughnecks, CEOs, safety compliance officers, and leaders in oil and gas trust and value. The Oilfield Report's vision is to be the oilfield's most centric online source to build a place where the oil patch can come and get informed and get heard. The Oilfield Report. Check them out online at oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. Be sure to join their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and other social media outlets. Because at the Oilfield Report, interviews just don't start a conversation, they drive a conversation. Oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.